Welcome to Healing Hearts Private Podcast Community. I'm your host, Shelby Frederick, also known as Lady Jules, inviting you on a transformative journey of healing wounds, elevating minds, and affirming purpose. Together, we'll restore hope, tap into our treasures, and share our unique stories in a safe and supportive environment. Connect with like-minded women and flourish in your God-given potential. It's time to heal, grow, and shine. So are you ready to heal your heart?
Good day, good day, good day. I want to welcome you to another episode of our Healing Hearts private podcast community. I am your host, Shelby Frederick, and we are just delighted and excited to be back here with you on today. We're going to be talking about on today the power of forgiveness, letting go of past hurts. And, you know, just in thinking about, you know, this journey that we are on and understanding and realizing the importance of forgiveness, the importance of letting go, it can be challenging. I know that I've had my challenges with it. But as I have matured in my personal relationship with God, as I have just cast my hurts and my pains and my wounds into the hands of Jesus, it has become easier to forgive. It has become easier, you know, to let go, even when I really did not want to let go. But I understand that there's something so much greater than holding on to those hot coals in your hand and expecting the other person to feel the pain. There's something greater than you having the key to the prison door, and the prison door isn't even locked, but you don't know it because you're in that particular place and space mentally and emotionally, and in that place of unforgiveness. And so it doesn't matter how deep the emotional wounds are, I'm here to tell you that if you embrace the power of forgiveness, that is going to pave the way for your healing and for your liberation. The Bible repeatedly emphasizes the significance of forgiveness. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 13, it says that bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And so this verse not only calls for us to forgive, but to forgive in a way that we have been forgiven by God. And that way is unconditionally, and it is generously. That is the way that we are to forgive. So when we're looking at forgiveness from a biblical perspective, the Greek word for forgiveness is, it's pronounced aphiemi, A-P-H-I-E-M-I. And this word literally means to let go or to send away. And it is used in the context of canceling or forgiving debts, releasing someone from obligation or penalty, and forgiving sins or wrongdoings. So from a biblical perspective, forgiveness is an act of pardoning an offender. In the Bible, the Greek word, again, it means let go. So when a person does not demand payment for a debt. Now, there are two principles and two really essential aspects of forgiveness that we want to take a look at on today. And the first one is God's forgiveness of us. The second one would be our forgiveness of others. So when we look at God's forgiveness of us, the Bible declares that God is a forgiving God. And one of the central themes of our faith in Christianity is that God pardons or God forgives our sins. And we see this numerous times in scripture. Let's take a look at Psalm 103, verse 12, which says that as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And even 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, unforgiveness keeps us and leaves us in a state where we are filthy, where we are in need of cleansing. Unforgiveness, it leaves us in a place where we are not walking in righteousness. It's unrighteous. It's filthy. It's dirty. It's nasty. It's stinking. So not only does God make provision to forgive us, but he also cleanses that stench, the stench of bitterness, the stench of anger, the stench of the trauma. He cleanses us. My goodness. So the second one that we want to look at is our forgiveness of others. So in the same way, we as believers, we are called upon to forgive others who have caused us wrong. And so we see an essential teaching that is found in the Bible principle that we must forgive in the same way that God forgave us. And this is illustrated so beautifully in what people call the Lord's Prayer, but we know that there is a prayer that Jesus prayed, but I'm not going to go into that today. But in Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, where he states, as he is teaching the disciples how to pray, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Jesus also reiterates it in Mark chapter 11, verse 25. And he says that, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. So just think about it, as we want our prayers to be a sweet smelling savor. But if we are trying to offer up prayers through the stench of unforgiveness, that's a stink in his nostrils. And so even in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32, Paul instructs us to get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. These are all stenches. They stink. They stink in the nostrils of God. It doesn't mean that he doesn't love us, but his desire is to not only forgive us and have us forgive others, but to allow God to cleanse us, cleanse our hearts, wipe away that bitterness, wipe away that rage and the anger, the brawling, the slander, the malice. He wants to wipe and clean all of that away from us. He will handle the individual, the other person and other people. They have their own reckoning that they have to come to with God for doing wrong. We're not responsible for that, and we're not accountable for that. That's really not our business. They have to seek God for that on their own. But as for me, the one that I'm accountable, I'm only accountable to myself. You're only accountable to yourself. So why walk around with this filthy stench that emanates from our soul because we have not forgiven? So this act of forgiveness is not framed only just as a noble virtue, but it is a calling. We have been called as believers to live a life of forgiveness. Why? Because it is a reflection of the divine grace that we ourselves have received. So whenever we've been deeply hurt or betrayed, our instinct, of course, from our natural man, our carnal man, the flesh, is that we may not want to forgive, but we want to retreat. Sometimes we will build up walls. Sometimes people even will plot revenge. I've done all of those. I've retreated, I've built up walls, and I've plotted revenge. However, we know that the Bible presents a transformative alternative. We want the alternative of God, not the actions of our own flesh. And that alternative is forgiveness. So it's not about dismissing the wrong. It's not about condoning harmful behavior or even forgetting the pain. It has nothing to do with that. Forgiveness is about liberating ourselves, liberating yourself from the heavy burden of resentment and anger, breaking the chains that bind us to the past and opening a door to healing and peace. My goodness. So how do we harness the power of forgiveness and let go of past hurts efficiently? I'm going to share with you just some of the tips of the journey and some of the process of the journey towards forgiveness. Number one is to acknowledge the hurt. Forgiveness is a journey. It's not a destination. So the first step to forgiveness is acknowledging the hurt. Suppressing the pain only feeds the bitterness. So we have to be honest with ourselves, and we have to be honest with God about how we are feeling. God is not afraid of our feelings. You're going to hear me say that multiple times. God is not afraid of our feelings. And it is this level of transparency that creates the space for healing to begin. Okay, number two. We want to seek God's strength. We can't do it in our own strength. Forgiveness isn't easy, and it's not something that we can achieve on our own. So we need the strength and the grace of God. And so whenever we have experienced someone doing wrong to us, or we have experienced some deep emotional hurt, ask God to help you see the person who hurt you from his perspective. And yes, this can sometimes help to cultivate compassion and foster forgiveness. But we have to seek his strength. And we seek God's strength in prayer. And we ask him to give us the power to forgive. Give us the power to forgive. Okay, number three is to release the hurt to God. Once you've acknowledged the hurt and you have sought God's strength, now it is time to release the hurt. I want you to just right now, if you are experiencing any type of unforgiveness, if you know that you have not forgiven someone, or even if you have experienced emotional wounds, and that wound is still there, and you still need healing in your soul, I want you to do this with me. Because see, this is what inner healing is all about. This is not about having a demon or any type of evil spirit or anything. Your soul needs to be healed. And so I want you just to close your eyes. And I want you to visualize Jesus standing in front of you. And I want you to take all of that hurt, all of that pain, all of the anger, all of the bitterness, all of the wrath, all of the malice. Empty out your heart. Place it in your hands. And then I want you to extend your arms out in front of you and give it to Jesus. Hand over the hurt. Hand over the anger. Hand over the resentment and give it to Jesus. You see, as we begin to yield our pain to Jesus, as we yield our pain to God, we can begin the process of healing the hurt. So this act of surrender is not an admission of defeat. You're not defeated because you come to this place right now. But it is boldness, it's courage. And you take bold steps towards emotional liberation. So imagine physically handing over, again, all of this anger, the resentment, the bitterness, hang it over to Jesus. This conscious act can be incredibly freeing. And if you have done this, even now as you are listening to this podcast, I pray that you have felt the weight lift off of your soul, lift off of your body, off of your physical body. My God, my God. Number four is to pray for those who hurt you. It's difficult. I'm not going to tell you that it's easy to pray for people that have hurt you, people that have done you wrong. It's tough, but listen, it's not about them. It's about you. It's about me. It's about us shifting our focus from the pain that caused us to be in this place and state to the welfare of the other person. So it may never change them, but guess who will be changed? You and I. We will be the ones that will experience the change. Number five is embrace God's forgiveness. God's forgiveness is a gift of grace. It is not something that we earn or something that we deserve. We don't deserve it. Even in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, it teaches us that it is by grace that we have been saved through faith and not by our works. So remember that you too are forgiven. Embrace God's forgiveness and extend that same grace to others. So yes, this is even talking about the unforgiveness that you have towards yourself. Free yourself today so that you can extend that same grace to others that has been extended to you. Number six is that we want to practice daily forgiveness. Forgiveness is not a one-time event. We have to make it a daily practice. Just as God forgives us every day, we must make a daily forgiveness as a part of our lives. So don't be discouraged if you struggle with unforgiveness. You're not alone. Continue to seek God's strength. And remember his command to forgive as you have been forgiven. Now, this is just a glimpse into the power of forgiveness and the role that it plays in our emotional and our spiritual well-being. The process of forgiveness can be a tough one, but listen, there is a freedom and a peace that it brings that is immeasurable. You can't measure it. You can't measure it. You don't have to walk this journey alone. And so this is our podcast for the week. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you want to join into our private community where we delve deeper into these topics and many more, there is going to be a link in the bio, in the description, where you can join us at Healing Hearts private podcast community. Again, we're going to continue to delve deeper into this emotional healing. We are clearing paths to our emotional healing, and eventually we'll get to the place where I will begin to start sharing about the 8-point emotional healing framework that is going to help every single area of your life. And so again, I pray that this has been a blessing to you. I am Shelby Frederick, also known as Lady Jules. Thank you so much for spending this time with us on this week. Again, make sure that you get into the private discussion group because we're going to go a little bit deeper. If you have questions, you want prayer, there's going to be some journal prompts that I'm going to be praying through in there until next week. So make sure that you do join us. Join us there. We'd be delighted to have you. God bless, and you have a fantabulous rest of your day. Bye-bye.